Hello everybody, welcome to the SA Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast. My name is KG Sarache, and today Eugene and I are going to be talking about the upcoming All Elite Wrestling Full Gear Pay-Per-View on Saturday, November 13th at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The main event of which being Kenny Omega, the AEW World Champion, defending his prestigious championship against Adam Hangman Page. And the question that has been on everybody's lips since the match was announced was that, is this Hangman's time? Is he going to walk out as the new AEW World Champion? Is it finally going to be his spotlight? All of that and more coming in the episode. So let's talk about this. AEW Full Gear 2021. A stacked, like, have you seen this pay-per-view card? Have you seen the matches on this pay-per-view?
I have, but let's let the listeners know.
Bro, so first up, this is the order. This is the order that I see so far. Christian Cage and the Jurassic Express versus Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. False count anywhere. Then we got CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston.
There's a lot of hate in that match.
Bro, I can't wait for that match. There are a few can't miss matches on here, and this is one of them. The third one, Darby Allin versus MJF. Also a lot of bad blood there.
Yeah, there is.
Just so much, bro. And then for
I think Darby Allin has enough, though, to get the win.
Yeah, but I mean, MJF is coming off a loss to Chris Jericho at All Out, so I feel like MJF might win this one.
But Darby Allin is also coming off a loss against CM Punk, so.
Oh yeah, so you never know. And then for the AEW Tag Team Championships, we've got the Lucha Brothers, Penta, and Phoenix defending against FTR. What should be a classic match.
You know, definitely, those are two good tag teams.
Yeah, two of the best tag teams in the world. And then we've got the Inner Circle.
The Inner Circle versus?
Versus the Man of the Year and American Top Team. So, Inner Circle is going to be Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana and Ortiz versus Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, Junior Dos Santos, former UFC heavyweight champion, by the way, Andre Arlovsky and Dan Lambert.
Who are you tipping on winning?
I have no clue. I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Lambert and his team found a way to win this one. I feel like maybe they might win. My heart is going with the Inner Circle, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And so, but you never know. And then one match that I'm definitely looking forward to, Bryan Danielson versus Miro. The winner gets an AEW World Championship shot against the future champion, which is going to be a classic as well.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of the matches I'm also looking forward to, besides the main event.
Yeah. And then for the Women's World Championship, Britt Baker, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Ty Conti. This one, I'm pretty sure I know Britt Baker's going to retain. I feel like Conti is good, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's not her time yet.
Yeah, it's one of those moments when it's like, you can win the title, but not now because Dr. Britt Baker is in such a run.
Yeah, she's on a roll. She's on fire at the moment. And then the main event. Kenny Omega versus Hangman Adam Page. And, man, I'm torn.
Are you torn?
I'm torn, bro. Because I want Kenny to win. Because he's on such a good run. And he can have amazing matches. But the story, though. The story. Bro.
Yeah, the Hangman has.
Bro.
It would be almost cruel for him not to win it.
Exactly.
For me, it's coming full circle because look, when at the beginning of AEW, look what happened.
Yeah, he lost to Chris Jericho for the first championship match.
And then they met in the tournament. What was the name of the tournament again?
I think it was the World Title Eliminator, the final of which took place at Full Gear. Last year at Full Gear, Kenny beat Hangman to become number one contender.
Exactly. So they were also once tag team partners before that.
Yeah, the tag team champions as well.
So they went through the being tag team titles to them being in a tournament, to them facing each other in a tournament, and then Kenny beating him to then go on win the title, which he still has up until this day.
Exactly.
Oh, dude. Full circle, full
Full circle,
circle.
as full circle as you can get.
And I don't know about you, but when Hangman Adam Page came back in that casino ladder match, he looked like better than he's been.
Yeah. He was on fire, bro. Came in there,
Phenomenal.
beat up people, beat up Moxley, beat up Pac. He was on fire.
Dropped him on the table.
Yeah. Dropped him through the table. That was awesome.
And then he confronted Kenny at the next show,
Yeah,
which
Dynamite.
then Kenny Omega retreated, looked a bit scared, I won't lie.
Kenny's playing. Kenny's putting really, like he has his cards close to his chest. He knows that his title is in danger. Like, this is
Like
probably.
this is a confident Hangman.
Yeah. And here's the
Like it's
thing.
just him. Yeah.
One thing I want to mention is usually Kenny Omega has the numbers advantage. Usually he's got the Bucks. He's got Adam Cole. But not anymore. The numbers belong to Hangman Page. He's got the whole of Dark Order. Hangman's got the entirety of Dark Order behind him.
But I feel like because like Hangman is such like he's good to the core, he'll want to do it one on one.
Yeah, that's babyface stuff, right? You fight from underneath and you fight one on one, and when you win against the best of the best. That's babyface stuff. But in case stuff did go down, you got the Dark Order there to sort of
Yeah, like
even the score.
in case the Young Bucks wants to come and interfere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I really want Hangman to win.
Man, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just torn because I love both these guys so much. I love Kenny Omega. One of the interesting
How long has
things,
Kenny had the belt for?
it's close to a year now because he won it at Winter Is Coming, which was like almost a year ago. So he's the longest reigning champion in history at the moment. He's the longest reigning AEW world champion of all time. And so just under a year.
He's faced a lot of challenges.
Yeah, he's been through a lot. At one time he had four belts on him. Like, goodness me, you remember that?
Yeah, that's how good Kenny is, man.
Yeah.
He changed New Japan Wrestling. Like he has to be given credit for that, you know?
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I also want Hangman Adam Page to win is because I don't want to see at the moment I don't want to see another rematch between Daniel Bryan and Kenny Omega if Daniel Bryan wins his match, you know?
Oh
Like it's
yeah.
too soon
It's
for there
too
to be a
soon.
rematch.
Like they had an amazing match on Dynamite Grand Slam. It would be
Yeah, so
far too soon to see the rematch. And I know people want that rematch, but I'm like, hold off a little bit. Save it for maybe Double or Nothing next year or something like that.
exactly. So just let the first match sink in. Just keep on watching that match because it is a classic.
It is 5 stars,
What I would
bro.
be interested in is Hangman versus Daniel Bryan, you know? If Daniel Bryan wins his match.
Yeah, I think he should win against Miro. Because remember, so John Moxley, who's going through a lot right now, shout out to John Moxley, We get well soon, bro. Shout out to him. We love you. We support you. As wrestling fans, we want to see you come back stronger and better than ever. We love you. And when Jon Moxley comes back, you know, he's going to come back better than ever. He's going to do his thing. He's going to show the world who he is. But for now, let him take care of himself. And let's focus on Miro, who looked crazy. He looked awesome in that match. Did you watch it, the match against Orange Cassidy?
Yeah, I did.
Massacred the guy.
Completely.
Like, I love Orange Cassidy, but he got pasted, bro.
Who doesn't love Orange Cassidy, though?
But again, like, is he world championship material? Not yet.
Not yet. How long has he been with the company?
I think Miro or Orange Cassidy?
Both.
Miro signed somewhere in 2020. I can't remember. When they were doing the shows without a crowd, Miro made his debut then. Orange Cassidy has been there since day one, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Orange Cassidy was in the first match at Double or Nothing.
But he was girlfriend. Like, I don't think we knew him as Orange Cassidy because he had a mask on.
I don't remember. I have to go back and watch the Double or Nothing show to figure that one out. But yeah, I think he's been. I think he's been with them since day one.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But you think he can beat Daniel Bryan, though? I'm sorry, Daniel Bryanson. Do you think he has enough?
Nah. Bro, you're dealing with a goat here. Like, Danielson is a goat. Danielson is legit top 10 wrestlers of the 21st century. Like, this guy is on a different level.
I have no doubt it's going to be one of the matches of the night.
Yeah.
But then you're dealing with next level if you're facing Daniel Bryan, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And here's the thing. What if Miro wins? We're all here talking about Bryan Danielson. What if Miro wins and becomes the number one contender?
And that just throws us. That throws a spanner into the works.
But dude, Miro's new gimmick. I am just, I don't know. Bruh, it's weird and unique because he's referring to God and he's calls himself the Redeemer and it's all biblical and religious and I don't know if I should be offended because I'm a Christian, but on the other hand, he's doing such good work, bro.
I think it will grow on you as time goes, you know, because it's not easy to adapt to change, especially when you're used to a character being a certain way. And
yeah.
Then when they go do a 180, you're like, wait, because you're used to him how he was before. So you're not used to him right now. But let it keep going for a couple of months or maybe even a year, you know, and see how you feel then. You'll probably feel a lot different than you do right now.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's a very interesting character. It's a very interesting gimmick. And like,
yeah.
Oh man.
It could flop though. It could flop. That's the thing with these gimmicks, you know. It either works or it doesn't.
Yeah.
But compared to Daniel Bryanson's character, like you can't go wrong with that. Like it's a solid character.
It's not really a character, it's just that everyone loves him so much and he's just being himself. Like Bryan Danielson's gimmick, right, is literally I love wrestling and I'm gonna wrestle. That's his gimmick. He's a guy who likes to wrestle and he's gonna wrestle.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's literally his gimmick. And so you never know how the match is gonna turn out. Let's talk about
who do you want to win though?
Oh, I'm going with Danielson. I think Danielson needs to win this match, and then
because he never really did lose to Kenny.
He didn't lose. It was a draw. It was a 30-minute draw.
Exactly. So he didn't lose. Then at this, yeah. So him not losing is going to pay away in the future when they face each other again, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It could even play out now, like, because he didn't lose to Kenny. Kenny might beat Adam, which would make me sad, you know?
it would be
understandable because, like, Daniel Bryan didn't lose to Kenny. So they need to have, like, a fair match. But I'd rather save it for Double or Nothing, you know?
Yeah, maybe Revolution next year, maybe Double or Nothing. You never know. Let's talk about MJF and Darby Allin, because, man.
Darby Allin all the way. Darby Allin is so unique, man.
Bruh.
Ugh.
The character, for me, the presentation, the language he uses, his attitude. Like, Darby Allin is... reminds me, and I know this is cliche because we've all seen it, but like, he reminds me of Jeff Hardy from back in the day.
Yeah, he has that.
The daredevil who didn't care about his body, just wanted to beat you. Crazy.
Yeah, that shows with his maneuver, the coffin drop.
I've seen him hit that move, and especially when he hits it near the apron, like from the top rope to the outside on the apron, and he misses it and he hits his back. I cringe.
It is like all or nothing, you know.
Yeah, he's a very, like, with him, it's like, this is it. It's either 100% or nothing. And so and MJF,
that's how he gets, like, people to like him, you know.
Yeah.
I think people can relate to him in that way.
Yeah. And then MJF, on the other hand, is just the most despicable human being. Like, bro, MJF is so good at getting heat and just perpetrating hate.
Getting people to hate him.
Bro. Like, have you seen a heel like MJF? Like, you'd have to go back. You have to go back a long way to find someone who's as dirty and just really good at being bad as MJF. He's on a different level.
I think in the wrestling community, or just wrestling in general, like, I think it's easier to play the heel than it is to play the babyface.
Yeah, it is. It is so much easier to be a heel, because if you're a babyface, like, you can't really do much in terms of language. You can't really do much in terms of your promos. Your promos, like, almost every babyface sounds the same if you think about it, right? A lot of the babyfaces, especially in WWE and some in AEW, they sound so generic.
Yeah, I think that's just been built in, you know. That's the typical babyface. It can't change. I just don't think it will change.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you have to get used to.
But with a heel, like, I wouldn't say that Darby Allin is a heel. I think this match doesn't contain, like, yeah, we have one very bad heel. I wouldn't say Darby Allin is a babyface, you know?
Yeah, I would say he is. Like, he's a serious babyface, but he's like, his character is not that of a, like, Darby Allin, the character in the real world, a guy like Darby Allin would be a heel. But in AEW, he's a face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, if you were to translate everything that Darby Allin does as a wrestling character into the real world, like, if there was a guy named Darby Allin walking among us, like, as a real human being, not just the wrestling character, he wouldn't be liked. You wouldn't be a face.
Yeah.
And so,
who do you think is gonna win the match, though?
I'm gonna go with MJF, because, I mean, the guy, I feel like Darby Allin is going to throw everything he possibly can, and he's going to just lose it on MJF, and MJF is going to play his little dirty tricks, and he's going to find a way to win. Definitely, MJF's
been getting heated, though.
Yeah.
After it, they've been intense.
I feel like MJF's gonna win by some hook or crook. MJF is gonna steal the win at Full Gear.
But poor Darby Allin, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope Darby Allin wins.
Yeah, that would be. Remember, sometimes you can't give everybody what they want all the time. Everyone wants the babyfaces to win. Everyone wants the heels to get beaten up and get, you know, given what they deserve. But you can't always, like, as a wrestling promoter, as a booker, you can't always satisfy the fans all the time. Sometimes there has to be moments where the babyface doesn't get his way and we don't get that happy ending. And that's how I feel
That's how they also get the audience. Like,
yeah.
That's how they grab their attention. They give them hope only at the end to end it how they are not expecting at all.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about the World Championship match. I feel like Kenny might retain because it would be nice if Hangman wins, but come on. You can't always get that happy ever after.
It's years in the making, though. Oh, come on. It's years in the making.
I'll probably decide by tonight who I'm going with. But at the moment...
I'm prepared to get my heart broken.
Yeah, that's you, bro. At the moment, I'm going with Kenny. I'm saying Kenny Omega's going to retain.
Nah, he's going to get buckshot. On watch. He's going to catch it, bro. He's going to catch it.
Maybe.
He nearly caught it this past last week. He nearly caught it.
Yeah, he nearly did.
But we'll see, we'll see.
Man. But if
the other matches you wanna.
Yeah, let's go to this. Let's talk about the AEW women's. Well, we sort of talked about Ty Conti. We've mentioned how Britt Baker is on such a roll right now. Like, she's one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. She's having this incredible support. She's the thing with Britt Baker DMDs. She's an interesting thing, but the situation with her is very interesting. She's a baby face in real life, but a heel, but plays a heel. Like, this is a very interesting dynamic where I like to look at wrestlers. Like, if this wrestling character was in the real world, it would be totally different than the character they play on TV, right? This woman, she's a dentist. She works full-time as a dentist, and she wrestles. Like, she's inspirational. She's a role model. But on TV, she's this heel who's got this group of girls, and they just, you know, run through everyone. And so on TV, she's a heel, but like in real life, she's an absolute role model. She's killing it.
Yeah, it is a funny dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy just to think about.
Do you think those type of wrestlers, like those that are heels in wrestling and then in their ordinary lives, they're like goody two-shoes? Do you think it's hard for them, like, to come over, to be portrayed at the wrestling community as a heel? Because, like, for instance, like, let's say you have a dentist appointment with Dr. Britt Baker, right?
Yeah.
She's this nice person, right? And then you go to Rampage or Dynamite, you see her, and then she's like this heel, which...
Yeah, and then she insults you. She's like, you're like, oh, I had a dentist appointment with you and you were so nice to me. And then all of a sudden I show up to Rampage and I'm asking you to sign autographs and you acting like a prick to me. Like, it would be a weird dynamic. Cause like, she's kind of nice on like in real life. And then you're like, what happened here? I thought we were friends.
Yeah. So you think it's much harder for her to come over, like at the beginning when she started?
I think that's something you just get used to. I think you get used to knowing the differences between your real self and your character, because there have to be real differences. You can't be, I mean, unless you're MJF, you can't be the same person online. You can't be the same person on TV and in real life, unless you really try. I mean, like MJF, Like, I don't know who the real MJF is. That's like, I don't know if that's who he really is or if he's really good at playing this character.
I'm going to say that he's very good at his job.
Yeah. He has to be.
Let's talk about Dr. Britt Baker's opponent. Because we could talk about her opponent. That's how good
Ty Conti. So Ty Conti, she's really popular. She has a decent following. She's very, and I think most of the people will admit that she's quite beautiful. She's attractive. She's decent in the ring. She's not bad, but she's also like, I wouldn't put her up there as one of the best wrestlers in AEW. Like, she's decent. She has a great look. She's a really good babyface. I think she's just there for Britt Baker to sort of get another defense up her belt and sort of cement herself yet again as the women's champion. I don't see this championship changing hands. And if it does, I'll be really surprised.
Yeah. How long has Dr. Britt Baker had the championship for?
She won it at Double or Nothing. So I think we should just do a calculation here. Let's see. I wouldn't even like, she's had it for a while, a few months. She beat Hikaru Shida for it, right? And so that was at Double or Nothing, which happened on, well, let's have a look here. Yeah, Double or Nothing happened May 30th. So it's been a couple of months.
Yeah. So then, yes.
About 6 months. About close to 6 months. 5.5 months she's been champion.
Yeah, so it would be a bit too soon for her to lose it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like a wrestler should hold a title for at least a year, you know? A year is minimum.
It kind of depends on the wrestler. It kind of depends on the championship reign. Like, if she's on a roll and she's really, she's really been a good champion, then give her a year. But some championship reigns end at 2-3 months and it's completely fine because they're meant to be short championship reigns. Like, you can tell when someone wins a championship that they're not going to have it for very long, depending on the people around him or her. And so with Britt Baker being one of the best women's wrestlers in the world, being a face of AEW, she should hold on to that belt, maybe until next year. I think she's going to go into 2022 with that title.
Yeah, I think she still has a lot of matchups to face. You know, she hasn't faced everyone.
Yeah, and also you have the TBS Championship, which is currently being competed for in the tournament. And so it opens up another avenue for these women to go. Like, you have Hikaru Shida, you have Serena Deeb, Jade Cargill, so many women. And it's no longer like, oh, wait, you only have one championship. No, these women have another championship to go after.
Yeah. Are they tag team championships?
No, the TBS title.
No, I'm saying, does AEW have women? Do they have tag team championships?
For women. No, yeah. I don't think so. No, they don't. Not
that I can recall.
No, they don't. And I think the TBS title... I think that there's a problem with having too many titles. The problem is, here's the thing, right? It's like the participation trophy thing, where it's like, if you get a trophy for finishing in last place, and it's the exact same trophy as the person who finished in first place, what's the point of the trophy? Because everyone gets one. You know what I mean? Where it's like, if everyone is a winner, then what's the point of actually having a winner?
What's the point of having a winner if there's not going to be a loser?
Yeah, and what's the point of, you know, having a champion if everybody, if there are going to be so many championships that more people are going to be champions than the people that aren't champions?
Nah, hear you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that it would be good for competition and ratings, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I think maybe AEW should get a few more women so that you have actually
more
tag teams.
Team.
Yeah.
More tag teams.
Yeah.
But I fully expect Dr. Britt Baker to win her match.
Yeah, she will. I think that one is already cleared up. So Dr. Britt Baker will retain. Let's look at the
Inner Circle.
Yeah, let's go to Inner Circle versus Men of the Year and American Top Team.
So in this match, we've got Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Jake Hager, Santana and Ortiz versus Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, American Top Team, who include Junior Dos Santos, who's a former UFC heavyweight champion, Andre Arlovsky, and Dan Lambert. And this is a Minneapolis street fight.
Ooh, I like the stipulation.
I love the stipulation. It's pretty good.
I think they added the stipulation to add the UFC fighters, you know?
Yeah, because if it's a purely wrestling match, then obviously the Inner Circle have the advantage. But now that it's a fight, meaning no rules,
it's a fair, it's like even now.
Yeah, like the UFC guys are gonna get some, like the MMA guys are gonna get some really good shine right now.
Yeah, that's the only way they could make that match even, you know, because they've exactly. only been there for a few weeks, if not months, and they're still learning to wrestle, you know, so. Yes, they can wrestle a bit, but not completely. So that's why they included the stipulation in this match.
Yeah, I think it was a great idea. And it's going to be interesting to see basically how these MMA guys sort of
transition
and try to and sort of get the feeling of the mechanics of a professional wrestling match. Yes, it's a street fight, but there are still aspects of professional wrestling that you know you need to be able to get to sort of perform, and especially like in a pro wrestling situation. And so it's going to be interesting to see how these guys do that.
Yeah, it will be, but I think because they are naturally athletes, they should be okay, you know.
Yeah, they definitely. I think the fact that they're athletes.
Because what they were doing before now is technically still wrestling, but just different to what it's like. It's the same thing, but different, you know. So
yeah, like
it won't be completely weird, but it will be new to them.
Yeah, it's like driving a car in a different country on the other side of the road. Gear is the same. The steering wheel is the same. It's just on the other side and you're driving on the right instead of the left. And so I think that'll be an interesting experience. Who do you pick to win?
Inner Circle. Don't judge me.
Okay, it's fine. Another babyface victory. We'll
babyface for the win. Always.
Yeah. All right. We'll stick with that. Let's move on to the other match. We've got two matches to go. And this one is Christian Cage and Jurassic Express versus the Super Clique, Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
That just makes the match much more better, you know?
Yeah. Imagine the crazy stuff that can take place in this match. You know how crazy the Young Bucks are. You know how crazy Adam Cole is. You know how crazy Christian Cage can be.
And Jurassic. Has Jurassic been in this type of match before?
I think I'm not sure, really. And so it's going to be interesting to see how these two teams go at each other. What kind of false count anywhere match is this going to be? Is it going to start as a regular tag team match? Or are they just going to go, you know, start beating the crap out of each other from the bell?
I'd like it to go like screw the rules. I want to beat you up. You beat me up. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Like, why wait? Why make this thing boring. Let's just, the fans are here to see us fight. So let's just give it to them. I agree with
and
you there.
Some talented wrestlers in that match, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Adam Cole, man, just.
I don't want to reference Adam Cole with WWE anymore, but he has one of the coolest catchphrases ever.
Of all time, bro.
Just Adam imagine Cole,
that, crowd. And when the crowd does it, bro, that's a dream of mine. We go to an AEW show just to say Adam Cole, just to scream at the top of my lungs, Adam Cole, baby.
I'll be content after I've done that, you know.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks are very special.
Yeah, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. If you guys, if you've never watched the Young Bucks compete, if you don't know who they are, go and watch any Young Bucks match. Especially in PWG, in Ring of Honor, in New Japan. Go and watch any Young Bucks match. Like, you will not be disappointed. These guys are two of the greatest, like, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. If you think the Usos are good, if you think the New Day is good, you should watch these guys. They're on a different level.
Top tier tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
I expect the kick to win, though, the super click.
You're going to go with the super click. You're picking the heels now.
Yep. Just because of just because of the individuals in the team, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Now, once in a while, I'd like to see a badass, like, beat the crap out of two baby faces, you know, kind of. So, yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Doing.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with the super click because, I mean, I love those guys. I watch BTE. You watched BTE before?
No, but I'm going to.
You should definitely. Like, if you follow AEW and you like the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, you should watch their YouTube series. It's called Being the Elite. You should check it out. It's the funniest thing. I literally look forward to that show every week. Those guys are killing it.
Okay, now I can't wait to look to, can't wait to watch it now.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. Let's move on. Have we discussed the tag team match? I think we did. The Lucha Bros and FTR. I think we went through that match.
Well, last one. Oh, yeah, we did. Now we're talking about last one.
Yeah, we went.
Kingston versus Punk.
Punk. Oh, man. This match is going to be good.
Like, there were some points at when they were going at each other when I was like, there's no way this part of this promo, there's no way.
Yeah, the headbutt, the insult. There's no way this is scripted.
So the words told me that once you lose again, why don't you quit, go back for 7 years, and then come back again? I will legit headbutt you too.
Bruh. Punk called Kingston a bum. He's like, you're a bum.
Crowd. I thought that one. I'm like, Punk, yo, you did him dirty, man.
You did him dirty. But let's be honest. Who won that promo segment? Who do you think won that confrontation? I'm gonna go with Kingston.
I'm gonna go with Kingston. I'll probably go with Kingston too because he did invoke a reaction. He forced Punk to headbutt him. So because Punk did that, I give it to Kingston and he got Punk to face him. Asked Punk to face him where? I'm not sure. Where did he ask Punk to face him?
It was at Full Gear. He's like, fight me on November the 13th. And Punk is like, yeah, fine, I'll fight you.
Yeah, but before that, remember, Punk was like, I don't think that's at your level.
No, he's like, he's like, I don't think Full Gear is your level. Maybe Elevation or Dark. Bro, I lost my mind when he said that, bro.
Yeah, and then he just goes to Punk like, yo, you're a coward. Fight me. fight me. Like, fight me.
And Punk responded.
I felt like Punk was like the leg in that promo, and Kingston was just the aggressor, you know. But they were both. I love promos like that. Promos that you have to question, is it actually real? Like, this goes beyond the ring.
Yeah. And I think there's some history between Punk and Kingston. I think some of what Eddie Kingston said is true. And Punk didn't lie. Like, he didn't deny all. He didn't deny any of it. He's like, yeah, I judged you.
And then he called him a bum.
Yeah. Bruh, we can talk about this all day long. We probably would. But I think it's time we wrap up this episode. And, you know,
Wait, you didn't think he was going to win?
We didn't have a winner. Okay, let's pick a winner. I'm going to go. You know what? I think they're going to go to a draw. I think for two reasons. One, this gives both men a bit of credibility. Like, it doesn't, like, you don't want to damage either guy because they're both so hot right now. Right. So it keeps both men protected. And two, it opens the possibility for a rematch. You get a rematch out of this because, you know, we didn't get a winner.
And they can fight forever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll go for a draw too, just because for that exact same reason, I want to see them go again.
Yeah. If AEW is smart, they'll drag this out to the point where, like, reaches a certain level, but it doesn't die down, and they can capitalize off this feud. It involves CM Punk. Like, it involves CM Punk, so you know that there's going to be big money with this feud.
Definitely, they should stretch it all the way to Double or Nothing.
If they can. Maybe even Revolution next year. You never know.
Well, there's possibilities, you know?
There's endless possibilities. And we're going to have to explore those possibilities in future episodes, because I think that's going to be it for this episode. Is there anything you want to add before we get out of here?
I can't wait for Saturday, man. Let the games begin.
Saturday must come. We got to watch this pay-per-view. We got to see who's going to come out on top. And hopefully it's going to be as good a pay-per-view as All Out. Okay, not as good, but like decent, like really great pay-per-view. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be it for today's episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure you give us a follow on social media, on Instagram at Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast, or on Twitter at Dropkicks_SA. If you would like to comment on anything we've said, maybe give us a little bit of your opinion about our analysis and predictions, give us a DM on Instagram, let us know what you think, and we'd love to talk wrestling with you. And till next time, stay safe and God bless. Thank you.